Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. 1 week after the failed execution attempt of Tony Carruthers, advocates for Tennessee death row inmate Gary Wayne Sutton have joined the call for the state to delay executions for the rest of the year. WUOT's Jackie Sieber has more.
Around 30 people gathered at the Blount County Courthouse in support of Gary Wayne Sutton, who was convicted of the murder of two people in 1992. He is scheduled to be executed December 3rd. Supporters who maintain his innocence want executions in the state to be halted until the lethal injection protocol is reviewed. Carol Weaver is a friend.
We don't want Gary to be tortured. We don't want anybody else to be tortured. But December the 3rd is coming really fast. And we just want him to put a stay for the rest of them because they just can't seem to get it right.
Officials with the state's Department of Corrections say Carruthers' failed execution was due to medical personnel unable to establish an IV line. Attorneys of Carruthers say he was in visible pain during the hour-long procedure. Governor Bill Lee granted Carruthers a one-year reprieve. Jackie Sieber, WUOT News.
Tennessee previously paused executions from 2022 to 2025 after an investigation found problems with the state's lethal injection protocol. The new method uses pentobarbital, a sedative that was labeled as dangerous in executions under the Biden administration's Justice Department. Three Middle Tennessee men have been charged in connection with the deadly shooting earlier this month outside a downtown Nashville nightclub. Trayvon Bohannon, Heinrich Turner, and Veritas McGill are accused of illegal possession of ammunition. All had prior convictions at the time of the shooting. Prosecutors say video from around LaDance nightclub shows the men got into a physical fight with another group and then opened fire. Three people were shot. One died from his injuries. News Channel 5 reports crime scene investigators recovered more than 100 shell casings from the area. Middle Tennessee's drought has eased a bit. The area is now in moderate drought, according to the Weekly Federal Monitor. It's been in severe and sometimes even extreme drought this spring. The change in status shouldn't come as a surprise after this week's near nonstop rain. WSMV reports that in the past week or so, Nashville got 3 inches of rain. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.